We continue with a report on Amazon. Since its launch in 1995, the company created by Jeff Bezos has pushed new consumption patterns. But at what cost? Some people think Amazon has got too big. Others disagree. We look at both sides of the argument. First, five arguments that say yes, Amazon is too big.
1. It's a monopoly. In the US, more than $1 out of every $2 spent online goes to Amazon. Its dominance of internet shopping worldwide is so huge that it is now very difficult for a rival company to establish itself. Indeed, some economists argue that Amazon's dominance of online shopping, warehousing, and delivery is so vast that it is the 21st century equivalent of a public utility, similar to the electricity grid or road network, and should be under public control. 2. It's a tyrant. Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, says that Amazon is a monopsonist. This means that it is so large that it has the power to dictate prices to other companies. In 2015, for example, Amazon tried to impose a single price for all e-books on publishers. When French publisher Hachette refused to cooperate, Amazon responded by delaying shipment of some of the publisher's titles for up to a month. After months of fighting, the two companies finally agreed a deal. 3. It's too greedy. As Amazon has expanded from its original role as a bookseller into becoming the everything store imagined by Jeff Bezos, more and more retail sectors have suffered. On Wall Street, Amazon is rated the fourth most valuable company in the world. There, traders keep a Death by Amazon index, tracking 54 major companies whose existence is threatened by Amazon. Most recently, Amazon has bought a chain of organic supermarkets, Whole Foods, for $15 billion. Nobody knows what Amazon's vision for the supermarket will be, but the share prices of its rivals dropped dramatically when the news was announced. 4. It's destroying jobs. For every job it creates, it destroys two others. In the first 20 years after it opened in 1995, Amazon created a little over 145,000 jobs in the US. But over the same period, it provoked the loss of nearly 295,000 jobs in traditional shops. On average, Amazon pays its employees 15% less for the equivalent work than bricks and mortar shops. And in the long term, it plans to replace many of these employees with robots. 5. It won't stay cheap. Amazon has grown this big by concentrating on expansion instead of profit. It has been able to do this because it is supported by Wall Street. But Wall Street expects Amazon to begin concentrating on profit once it has vanquished all its competitors, at which point, logically, the products will no longer be sold so cheaply.
And now, five counterarguments from those who say that no, Amazon is not too big. 1. It's cheap and practical. Amazon has grown because it is consumer-obsessed and it provides a service that is better and cheaper than rivals. Rather than concentrating on profit, it reinvests income into the company, meaning that clients get a better and better service. Amazon Prime subscribers, for instance, initially just got free delivery. Now they also get unlimited streaming of movies and TV shows through Amazon Prime Video and free books through the Kindle library. And people love it. According to a recent poll, Americans have a more positive opinion of Amazon than any other company. 2. It's a role model. While less good businesses have been destroyed by Amazon, the better ones have been improved by it. America's biggest retailer is Walmart, which has 3 to 4 times the sales revenue of Amazon. Walmart has responded to the rise of Amazon by improving its shops with friendlier staff and easier payment. As a result, it has seen an increase in sales not a drop. 3. It's a vital platform. As well as selling its own products, Amazon enables innumerable small third-party sellers to use it as a platform for marketing, storing, and distributing their products. So, while it is destroying a small number of big retailers, it is helping hundreds of thousands of small retailers. In the United States, around 100,000 small businesses make more than $100,000 a year each selling through Amazon. 4. Small bookshops win. The first industry that Amazon impacted was bookselling. Before its arrival, people worried that big bookstores were destroying small, independent bookshops. Those big shops have mostly now been destroyed by Amazon. But there has been a resurgence of small, independent bookshops that offer a more personal service. And isn't that what people say that they wanted? 5. It's vulnerable too. Amazon may be in a very strong position now, but any business can be replaced by a rival if it starts offering an inferior service. Or some unimagined innovation could destroy it, just as Amazon destroyed old-fashioned shops. These innovations can destroy even the biggest of companies. Kodak, for example, had a near monopoly of the camera film business until the arrival of digital cameras, invented by Kodak itself in 1989. By 2012, Kodak was bankrupt.